Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi today marks his first day as a convicted felon. A federal jury convicted DeMasi and one of his two co-defendants yesterday after finding they'd engaged in conspiracy, mail fraud, and wire fraud, and that DeMasi had committed extortion as well. The five-week trial centered on allegations that DeMasi used his official power to steer state software contracts to the Burlington-based software company Cognos in return for kickbacks. WBUR's David Boeri covered the trial and has this report.
Today, justice has been served, and the culture of corruption on the Hill has been dealt another blow.
Goal accomplished, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz proclaimed. She and the three federal prosecutors behind her claimed a trophy for justice 6 hours before last night's contest for another trophy. One was named Stanley, the other was named DeMasi.
This is an intent crime, and I knew that I did not have the requisite intent to commit this crime. I told all of you when I was indicted that I never made any decision unless it was based on what I thought was in the best interest of the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, my constituents. I said, I never, ever made a decision other than that.
He sounded like the defense attorney he is, compartmentalizing the emotional shock and pain that had just been dealt him inside and upstairs on the fifth floor. DeMasi, his dear lobbyist friends Richard McDonough and accountant Richard Vitale, faced 8 counts together, and DeMasi faced a 9th count of extortion. On count 1, conspiracy. DeMasi, guilty. McDonough, guilty. Vitale, not guilty. That was pretty much the pattern that followed. DeMasi was convicted on 7 counts, McDonough on 6, and Vitale was acquitted on all counts.
It's a complex scheme involving a number of different individuals that are close. In terms of accepting the monies, an intermediary was set up, the sham businesses were set up, and they all stood together. You heard that.
As the guilty verdicts rolled on, DeMasi's wife Debbie broke down. Her daughter Ashley, who's been here to support her stepfather every day of the trial, arrived and clutched her mother. And while court was still in session, Debbie's son arrived, walked to the front row, embraced his mother and cried as well. DeMasi sat motionless, staring at the table. In a state of shock, he would later say.
No second thoughts, Mr. Speaker. No second thoughts.
Second thoughts on what? I was a legislator who did the best I could, and I made a lot of good decisions, and I helped a lot of people. I would never have any second thoughts around
thanks.
For office again.
Thanks, all.
You don't get to become Speaker of the House without a realist's ability to count hard votes and know if you have enough to win. DeMasi couldn't have been surprised about what he was up against here. The Moakley Courthouse is known as a house of pain for good reason. It's where the city meets the sea, says its webpage. And the rate of convictions of those who do go to trial makes a defendant's odds only slightly better than Lemmings.
The fight is not over. The fight will continue.
One of DeMasi's attorneys, Tom Kiley, sounded almost Kennedy-esque.
We will be seeking to appeal today's verdict.
But the torch may go unpassed from DeMasi's era and generation. Earlier in the day and before the call to a verdict, he talked nostalgically about his childhood, growing up in a cold water tenement with his parents and Italian immigrant grandparents. A poor kid playing stickball in city streets, he had climbed up the ladder, educationally, professionally, politically. He'd broken the ceiling, pushed through health care, renewable energy, and protected gay marriage.
At the end of the day, there's greed. People live beyond their means. People get into financial trouble and unfortunately think that the resolution or how to solve that problem is by committing a crime that can put money in their pockets.
That was the motive the prosecutors had provided to jurors, along with a trail of circumstantial evidence, emails, phone records, and 24 witnesses tightly woven into a narrative that convinced the jurors in the span of only 10 or so hours. The two star witnesses had been DeMasi's former law associate and the one-time defendant, Joseph Lally, the sales agent of Cognos Software, who the government acknowledged had been a cheater, a gambler, and a liar before becoming a truthful witness at trial.
Did Joe Lally provide substantial assistance?
That's the legal phrase for cooperating witnesses proving they deserve short prison time in return for their testimony for the government. A recommendation for a prison sentence of 2 to 3 years in Lally's case.
As you said, we signed an agreement. We'll live up to our end of it.
Said federal prosecutor Ted Merritt. Yesterday, Sal DeMasi became the third Speaker of the House in a row to become a felon. It's not like it used to be, DeMasi had said ruefully before the verdict came in, reflecting on his past in politics, a past he said was better than the present, a past to which federal prosecutors and a jury were now saying good riddance. He was at a wake that turned out to be his own. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.